All right. So as you guys exit, you walk down the hall that you came in, and all suddenly the ground seems to shift and you're now sliding down a ramp.
God
damn
it.
What the fuck?
Everyone make me a strength athletics check.
A strength athletics check. All right. 23.
11.
10 for me.
Is that everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said 18.
Yeah. All right. So all of you made it. You land, and then where you fell through slams shut, and you all stand up and you look around. You are now in a cell that is 20 feet, 8 by 20 feet by 9 feet high. And then there, the door or the fourth wall is all just bars. There's no door to it whatsoever. And then in this hallway, there's like grates every 10 feet. And it's the ceiling slams shut behind you, and you're now in this room, and you start hearing jangling bells, and what steps out of the shadow is a jester. Why, hello, hello, hello! New friends I has. As what brings you here to? He pauses to think for a minute. Jester's cell.
Bad decisions by a majority of the party.
The jester does a handstand. And why would you say bad decisions?
Well, I should say, the decision to enroll all of us in this lovely tournament would be a horrible decision. I did not make it. I am merely riding along.
So after this is, you start seeing people kind of flooding in, and they're all talking about how great the fight was and a bunch of stuff. And then they start talking about how they need to open shop in the morning, and they all walk into these cells that the doors slam behind them. It's almost like they think they're going to their homes, but they're walking into cells.
Is there a lock on the door?
There is no door.
There's no door.
The bars just slam down from the ceiling. The jester dances around the room with his hat jangling and his shoes ringing.
I'm going to find a relatively quiet corner. I'm going to sit down with the book of drow songs that we captured in the castle. The castle across the seas or wherever that place is that we blew up. And I'm going to plink and plunk away at the music, see if I can find any kind of magical implementations in the notes or chords or melodies or things.
The jester comes over to you. What are you doing? And he continues to dance around in front of you.
Can I attempt to bend these bars?
I am working. If you would please not disturb me.
Or no.
Go ahead and attempt.
Okay, the fact that you rolling. Said that... Hold on, the fact that you said that... will be...
The jester goes, all work and no play makes you very, very sad.
I can stand it.
22.
The more you pull on the bars, the more you feel like this magic pulling back and getting stronger. Until the bars seem to snap back. Roll me a dexterity save.
Okay.
15.
You're good. So, Brendan, the jester comes up behind you and goes, and you don't know how, but he's moved so quietly behind you.
Did he go into the cell?
He's in the cell with you.
Okay, and he's behind me?
He's literally gone from Ian's character. Now he's behind you, and he did it super quiet. You didn't even hear a sound. No one heard a sound.
I'm standing still, and then all of a sudden I just whirl around and try to hit him with my rapier.
As you do that, he backflips, and he goes through the bars. Make me a strength check.
Me?
Yep.
10.
The rapier is ripped from your hand with such force that you take 5 damage. And now it's bouncing around the room like a ricocheting bullet. Everyone make me a dexterity save.
God damn it.
25.
16.
Multinational, colorful, and sulfurous curses.
I'm so glad I'm not with you guys right now. Woo.
Rita and Narmo are standing next to each other. Oh, go ahead.
Dexterity, right?
Yep.
Okay. Dexterity. Where are you? Dexterity. There you are. Saving throw?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
6.
You get scratched just below your right eye by the tip of the rapier, taking 1 damage. Rita pushes Narmo out of the way and takes it into her shoulder. Like, complete through and through her shoulder. You guys all look, and the jester's demeanor has changed. He takes his hat off and bows to you guys and goes, "I am Wolfdini, escape extraordinaire."
Can I go and pick up my rapier?
Rita pulls it out and hands it back to you.
Oh. Wolfdini.
Sorry about that. And I just put back.
He continues, "I was the jester of the king and queen. Until that bitch destroyed the city."
Heh? What?
Who's the bitch?
The queen.
Oh.
Most people don't realize this, but she is the underlord.
And exactly what are you doing now?
Looking for the great adventurers, who I would have hoped would have had more sense than to attack someone in a magically confined cage. As
I don't
you guys,
like you. You creep me out.
He points down to the ground, and as you guys look, there are people that look like they've been stabbed to death.
Hmm.
Like, they're just this pile of dust, almost, but you can clearly see where they've been stabbed, and he's like, "They tried to do the same thing that you did. Thankfully, no one was killed."
"And why are we locked in the cell now?"
"Because the queen wishes it. You're the only people who can stop her."
Will you let us out if we stop the queen?"
"It's not for me to let you out." So, at this point, you guys see a great fall, a rope drop down, and Marcel and the Thief Trainer's character drop in.
Ah!
What the
mother?
What the fuck?
Fuck! Gets up, looks around. What the fuck? And I looks at everyone.
"Where did you come from?
Fuck if I know. God damn it, son of
so
a
what?
Bitch.
What had happened is you followed the Thief Trainer, and he took you to one of the drainage grates, and he's dropped down. He
wait, is he on top of me? Because did he follow with me down? So
he went first. You followed him.
Ha ha! I'm gonna get up and help him up.
You didn't land on him.
Oh, okay. I thought you did, since you know.
Yeah, you both landed on your feet. You're fine.
Okay, good.
So yeah, you climbed down a rope.
Okay, cool.
And in front of you guys, there is a lever.
I'm gonna pull it.
Wait, did you say lover or lever?
I heard
lever.
Lever.
You pull it, and the cage opens up.
There you go.
Thank you. I pat Malkior on the back.
Don't touch me.
How are you? You feel okay?
The thief trainer looks over at you and goes, he's fine. Let's go. Narmo points up as Rita starts to climb up. And then you guys hear alarm bells starting to go off. And Wolfdini is like, oh no, oh no. Alarms, alarms, alarms. Best time to go.
Wait, who the hell's this asshole?
Don't ask. I think we should get going, though.
I say we should leave him here. He annoys me.
Never mind.
So everyone starts climbing up. Wolfdini and Narmo are the last to go.
Aw, dang it.
I was going to say I'll go last.
Nope.
I was going to say, maybe we can cut the rope and leave him here to die, but, you know, here or there.
I was going to say, don't let the creepy jester go up behind all of us and maybe backstab, you know, the king in the back.
Yeah, well, we should let him go first and everybody else, so he's, you know,
you guys get up there. Rita is helping you guys up as you come up.
Can I set fire to the rope before the jester comes up?
Well, so there's the jester and then there's Narmo underneath him.
Damn it. Never mind. Shit.
Wolfie did this on purpose so he wouldn't kill the jester. This is the exact reason why Wolfie did it. Just so he wouldn't kill the jester.
God damn it. I wanted to burn him in there. And then
also, the name of this character and everything and the reason it exists is thanks to one of our bosses and Marcel. So you can thank him for this character.
What?
Marcel, God damn it.
I don't know what I did, okay?
So when we were shooting the film that we were shooting this week, Mr. T is like, oh, you're Wolfdini. And then you're like, oh, you should add a character like that to the thing.
He didn't exist
before that.
I didn't expect you to actually take me seriously. God dang it.
Well done, Marcel. Well done, sir.
I didn't expect him to actually take me seriously, okay? That was complete BS that I was doing.
I think Marcel walked into this one.
You're on my personal film crew blacklist for this, Marcel.
Fine, whatever, dude. I don't care.
So, by the way, he's like a level 62 monk.
62? What the f?
Wait, yeah. Is he an ally of us, ours, or is he an enemy? I don't know right
he's
now.
He's an ally.
I'm going to continue to try and stab him.
Don't,
not right now.
Don't.
Just know that throughout this, I will continue to try to stab him.
So, once you guys are all up, Narmo pulls the rope up quickly, so that way the guards can't follow. And you guys now look around, and the whole city is destroyed.
What the hell happened here?
So Marcel, you've already seen this, so you're not shocked by this.
No.
This don't but, look no, very sunny and nice to
I
me.
I wasn't the one to do it first.
What the hell happened to the city?
Well, if you look around, you can easily tell what happened.
So, as you guys look around, you see something. You see the queen, but she looks much different than her human self. She looks much like the drow priestess, high priestess that you saw at that first fortress, for those of you who were there.
Is it she's... Son of a...
Yep. Yep. So she starts clapping her hand again. Next to her is the king, who is clearly charmed not seeing any of this.
How far away is she?
About 70 feet.
Damn it.
I'm just going to stealth straight away.
Just outside of dagger throwing range. Oh, okay. Not outside of short bow range, though.
She casts sleep on him, and he goes out. And 4 driders and 8 drow warriors come out surrounding you guys.
I've just been slowly pulling my bow up. And I just slowly put it back down.
Everyone make me a quick perception check.
12.
Let's see. 12.
17.
19.
Yeah, 11.
I got 17.
Okay, so all you guys hear large wings flapping. Everyone, roll me initiative.
Oh, my God.
Oh, burn that mother.
24.
Okay. 24.
11.
Yeah,
17.
Yeah.
18 plus 1 initiative.
What was yours, Brendan?
24.
Same here. But mine was a nat 20, then plus mine.
Same. Same.
And what was yours, Wiltmer?
What was it? 17.
And Ian, what did you get?
11.
Dang, well, Dini may not be a good combatant. That.
A level 62 rogue. Hmm.
He got 5 in his initiative.
Hmm.
Wait, you said he was level 62. How is that even possible?
He got a 5.
No, I mean, like, how is he level 62?
There are rules that allow that are homebrew rules that allow for really high level. Like Narmo and Rita are like 42.
Yeah, dude. In one of the other campaigns I'm in, one of the player characters has a 23 armor class.
I mean, I had that like a little while, and one of my characters is a sorcerer.
I think that was permanent too. So,
dang.
Yeah. That's just a permanent thing he had. I mean, I just min-maxed
by going fighter than sorcerer, so I had heavy armor as a sorcerer. Just broken.
Yeah.
Now the driders.
What the hell is a drider?
Oh, you weren't there when they fought it. It's a drow it's a drow that's a monstrosity. It's half drow, half spider.
Yeah, you are ugly, motherfuckers.
Spider drow.
You will die first. For the sin of being alive. All 4 of them will die first.
And the drow warriors are probably... Well, that's the drow for you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like spiders.
I hate spiders. The first thing that happens... An ancient dragon, a silver ancient dragon, lands behind the drow queen.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And it's wearing a collar of submission, as you can tell, Marcel. Marcel?
Huh? Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah. I heard you. Like, wait a second. I've seen that before.
Are you going to disseminate that information?
Yeah, sorry. That's what I'm saying in character. He's like, I know that thing. You say it out loud. Like, oh,
okay.
Wait a second. And he tells him.
So everyone, you now see that this dragon is wearing a collar of submission.
This just went from bad to worse to worser.
Though I wonder, if he destroyed that thing, would that free it? Question mark? Anybody? Does anybody know? See if I can make
an assume.
Yeah. Let's see if it's magical first.
Everyone who wants to know that can make a knowledge check.
Natural 1.
I thought Marcel's character just
informed everybody. Are we talking about independent knowledge, independent of Marcel's character?
No, Marcel's character sees, well, so this ancient silver dragon just landed behind the drow queen. And it's wearing a collar of some kind, and Marcel has just told you guys that's a collar of submission.
But what we're trying to figure out is if we break it, will it be free? And I just got a natural one in trying to figure that out. So
I got a nat 20.
All right. So Brendan, your character starts to wonder what rocks taste like.
I pick up a rock and put it in my mouth.
Roll me a constitution check. You spit it out and don't swallow it.
Doesn't taste good.
Surprisingly, Wilmer, you somehow know that a collar of submission, once removed, frees 100%.
All right. We just got to remove that collar of submission.
Got it.
All right. So Rita and Narmo have first go, and they, so first Rita's going to go, she's going to run up and she's going to take out her, oh, I know what she's going to do. She's going to use a spell. She is going to use Moonbeam at the fifth level.
Spooky.
And she's going to use it on one of the driders. They need to make a constitution. Oh, God, he botched it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's bad. She's laughing. Yeah.
Oh god. It's Wolf Dini.
We're all gonna die.
God. Throw the
jester at him.
The drider pretty much disintegrates.
That's one down, four, three more to go.
Three more to go, yep.
Of those disgusting creatures. So wait, there was four driders, and then how many drow?
Eight. And then the drow queen.
And then an ancient dragon.
Yeah. Cool. Narmo disappears. You're not sure what he's done. And so does the rogue trainer. They both just hide and disappear. You have no clue what they've gone off to do.
I look around. What the... You son of a bitch.
Marcel and Brendan, which one of you has the higher dexterity?
I think we have the same. I have a 19.
My dexterity is an 18.
All right, Brendan, you're first.
Cool. I'm going to bonus action hide.
Okay.
That's a 27 on my stealth check.
Okay. You don't even know where you went.
And then I'm going to try to move up a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to move up my 35 feet closer to the dragon. Can I get a better look at it now? Like, see what it's made out of?
You were 5 feet, and it's a silver dragon.
I can move 35 feet. Aren't they 70
away? You're 5 feet from it now.
They're 70 feet away.
Yeah, I thought it was
landed behind
Excuse
her.
Me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You're right. You're 70 minus
35. That's be 35. Plus, yeah, so you're however much away from however now. Much behind he is behind the queen.
This dragon is female. Actually, some of you guys may have noticed also that there is kind of this white and blue trim. Hint, hint, to something that someone that you met earlier. Nudge, nudge.
Can
you
I
weren't there, roll? Marcel. But Ian was there.
Wait, there's what now?
So, Wilmer, do you remember someone that I introduced you to? Maybe a court mage?
No, wait, what was on the dragon?
The dragon is white and blue, kind of similar to someone that you met once before. Say a court wizard of some kind.
So, Wolfie, looking at this, do I think if I hit it with an arrow, it would break?
So you're actually close enough to see that there is like a lock on the back of the dragon's collar.
Fuck it. I have advantage on this, right? Because I'm hidden.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and shoot the lock.
Okay.
That is a 22.
All right, roll damage.
Can I get sneak attack on it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sneak attack on the lock. Kill it.
Wow, an animate object gets sneak attack. Nice.
That would be maximum damage of 16 to the lock.
Okay, so the lock chips a little bit.
Fuck. And now's when my turn is over and I'm internally saying shit because I'm 35 feet up with no one next.
Who's wait, a court wizard that we know? What? Wait.
Are you still trying to figure it out?
I get
you met a court wizard. Ian, do you remember the court wizard?
Do you roll for knowledge? I mean, you should.
Just barely. She kind of made a brief entrance and introduced us to the palace and the king and queen and kind of acted as master of her ceremonies for a minute.
Yep, and this is her.
Okay.
She was actually a dragon the whole time. She used polymorph to change her appearance.
Well, that's nice.
What the fuck?
Wait, what's going on?
I even said she's dressed like Maleficent. How much more of a clue do you guys need?
I didn't see those movies.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, but I know you weren't there.
I was with you guys when it happened. I have no excuse.
But even Beauty and the Beast, or Sleeping Beauty, appeared.
Stop trying to get me to remember things. I couldn't even tell that Rita and Narmo were the freaking king and queen until, like, session 3. Okay? So, like... Yeah.
And then it was too late. Just too late.
It was too late.
Anyways, it's now Marcel's turn.
Okay. Do I see this lock? Can I search for it? See if I can see the same thing, or
you would need to move about 30 feet to see it.
Okay, I'll move 30 feet.
Okay. You can see it.
Okay. Aiming for that. Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Wait, what do I add besides my let's see. Besides the dice roll?
You're a sorcerer, right?
Yeah.
Sorcerers go by intelligence?
No, it's charisma. Remember correctly.
Then use your charisma.
Oh, modify 20 then.
You hit.
All right. 8.
8?
Yeah.
Roll the d20.
Again?
For magic use.
Oh, yeah. Got it. 4.
You lose 11 points of sanity.
Yeah, that's fine. I still have a lot of sanity from last time.
Yeah. So you chip a little more at the lock.
Okay. Kia!
All right. Next up, Mike, it's your turn.
How far away are the drops?
They're about 30 feet from you.
What about
the Dryders are also 30 feet. Champion of Wolf is 70 feet.
I think I might just stand my ground in a defense position with my shield in front of me in a protective okay. stance.
All right, sounds good. Anything else you want to do?
No.
Okay. Wilmer, it's your turn.
Okay. How far are like the Dryders and like the dragon and everything?
Dragon is technically 75. Priestess of Loloth is 70. And 70? The Dryder and the Drows are 30 from you.
Okay. Okay. Ah, I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can dash with causing only one movement. We know that already because mm-hmm. we established that. So what if I were to dash and long jump?
All right. Here's what I would say is if you dash, say, 60 feet,
because my dwarven war axe only reaches 10 feet.
Yeah, so if you dash, you're dashing at 60 feet, you can make a 5-foot jump for every 10 feet you go. You could reach the dragon in that, but what's your plan?
The point is to try and destroy the lock.
I mean, in theory, you could jump onto the dragon and attack the lock.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Thought that's what you're going for.
Yeah, my intention is to destroy the lock, but it's either I destroy it facing the dragon or I destroy it on the dragon.
Okay, I mean, whatever you want to do.
Okay, we're going to get onto the dragon. This is such a bad idea.
Okay. So you're going to run at the dragon, jump onto it, and then attack the lock.
Yeah.
All right. So first thing is, I'm going to have you roll an acrobatics jump for the jump.
Okay. That's a 18.
All right. Next, I'm going to have you roll a strength check to hold onto the dragon.
Oh, you son of... Oh, this is a complicated maneuver. I have bad feelings. Oh, okay. I don't have that many bad feelings anymore. 23.
All right. Now you can attack the lock.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Or roll attack. Okay. This is what we're going to do. Okay, first... Oh, this is... I can't use Divine Smite because that's going to cost an action, so I can't do that right now. I'm going to bonus action and rage a second time because I can do it twice per long rest now, which is nice. I am...
You also leveled up, so...
What?
You leveled up, so... with the thing is, if you level up, everything is reset.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, that's dope. Okay. I swear I've played D&D before. Okay. So. Now. I will take my great axe and attempt to destroy the lock. Or at least do as much damage as possible to the lock.
Alright. Roll the hit.
Okay. Nat 20.
Roll your damage.
I was half expecting you to be like, it didn't hit. Okay, so this is 1d12 and then plus 8 because of rage. Okay, so that's... Okay, so 12, 8, and then it's double damage. 40.
You take out some big chunks out of the lock.
Son of a bitch, goddammit. How much health does the goddamn lock have?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask too.
It's on a dragon. How much do you think they would have put into it?
Not a lot?
Not a lot is what I wished.
They want to control the dragon. Yeah, you think they would have made it that simple to break?
Yes.
Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, hey, you guys are supposed to pick the lock and you're trying to break this freaking thing. And I'm just going,
we don't have lock picks. I'm sorry.
I do.
Oh, oh my God. Son of a bitch.
Mother.
I don't want to climb a freaking dragon. Excuse me. I want to live.
Go be the lock picks.
You're gonna break them.
So now it's the Driders' turn. The three Driders are going to attack Rita. They all miss with their first attack. They all miss with their second attack. These guys are idiots. They've got her surrounded.
Oh no.
And they don't even do anything to her.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, well, just in case, someone needs to protect her. That's what my character said.
Now it's Wolf Dini's turn.
I can't. Wolf Dini is literally Wolfie, is actually Wolfie in the goddamn campaign. That's what Wolf Dini is. Wolf Dini is Wolfie's.
Hey, Wolfie.
Point of order here, guys. I thought I rolled in like an 11 or a 12, and Wolf Dini rolled the. Five?
I'm sorry. The Driders were. That's my bad. I got distracted with Wilmer's insanity. Ian, take your turn.
Thank you. So I'm actually going to take a different approach. I am going to hide and then make my way over towards the dragon's head so I can eventually have a conversation with it.
Okay.
And I will do a stealth roll for that, shall I?
Yes.
And I get a 16.
You disappear. They don't. Nothing sees you.
Cool. So I'm guessing it's going to take more than one move to
Yes.
To get to the dragon, and I'm just going to stop in place and kind of continue sneaking, or continue hiding once I reach the end of my movement.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so the Driders went. Now we'll do Wolf Dini. Oh my God! Wolf Dini uses basically his fists, monk style, and he does a whopping 62 damage to the Drider.
Jesus.
Yeah.
My guy is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. The Drider's still up, but it's in a lot of pain. Alright, now it's Lolith's champion. And because this worked so well last time, she's going to do it. What the frick? She summons a yakel.
Oh, not another one.
Oh, what?
Yep.
It's a thing. It's a big yellow thing, slimy thing that has an eye. It's weird. It looks weird. I don't like it.
Fucking weird piece of is that? I don't think I was
okay,
there.
Okay, so I think our main focus should just be to destroy the priestess because we defeated the yakel by doing that last time.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know or remember what a yakel is the yellow oozy bodies from these are constantly melting and piling up like a sickening living candle. And all the waxy exterior consists and infuses of a foul stench. And they were visually akin to ropers with eight writhing arms, powerful tentacles, and a pillar-like body with a single sinister scarlet eye in the middle.
How is Yackle spelled? So I can look up an image of this thing.
It's
I'll put one in the freaking thing.
It's Y-O-C-H-L-O-L.
God.
Oh, those things. Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay then.
So it's on the field now.
Joy.
I guess I should roll initiative for it.
Yep.
We need to take out that priestess.
Or you know, just unleash the dragon and have it eat the priestess.
If it's going to, but you know, we don't know.
But I someone mean, doesn't want to throw the lockpicks at me.
I don't trust you, so on my turn, I'm going to do it.
You can hand it to me and I'll do it. I'll just get it up to him.
I can get up to him easier. I have a 75 movement speed. I mean, 35. Okay. Not 75, 35. So I'm a bit faster than you guys.
Okay, then.
So I can probably do it next turn with a dash.
All right, so now it's the drow's turn. Some of them...
Wait, is there sun out in this?
No. Thank you for asking. It's nighttime right now.
Oh, dang, because then it would have been weak to...
Yeah. I already thought of that, Mike. Nice try. Four of them are going to attack you, Mike. What's your AC?
19.
Doesn't matter. They all miss. And then four of them are going to go give chase to the others who clearly ran off, i.e. Narmo, Thief Trainer, Marcel, and Wilmer. Oh, and Brendan. They can't reach you guys, though. So, that's their turn. Now it's the Ancient Dragon's turn.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Rod had a turn. Okay.
No, it just sits there, looking pretty.
I wish.
Alright. It is going to... It's going to use Cold Breath on Rita. And also the drow and... Or not the drow, So it's aiming for Rita, but it's going to hit the three Driders and Wolfdini. Rita's safe. Wolfdini's safe. The Driders are not, however. So you guys see an icy cone breath spray out.
Nothing.
Okay. The Drider that Wolfdini beat on actually dies from the cold. It just becomes an ice block. The other ones take 67 damage or are shivering because of it. Rita and Wolfdini take half damage from that, but they're fine. They only took 67 damage, they took 34 damage, so they're good. All right. Now whose turn is it, is the question. It's Narmo's turn. And so the person who sees him first actually is you, Wilmer. He's like right next to you. And he goes and he tries to pick the lock.
Ah.
Oh, dear God. And he buffs it. He breaks his lockpick inside the lock.
No.
So he'll use his second action to actually continue to try and break the lock with his sword. he cuts the lock off.
What the? Okay.
What the fuck? God damn it.
About in time.
and all the effort that we put in. God dang it.
I thought I'd have to use Divine Smite to hopefully destroy it.
Like, he pulls out his flaming scimitar and he just goes slice.
And the saves lock me having to off. Persuade the dragon to wait for the lockpicks.
The collar, though, is still technically attached. It's still latched.
Somebody free the thing. Whoever's on top of the dragon.
So now the thief trainer, the rogue trainer, he's up there, and he's going to make a strength check to try and undo the latch. Okay, drop that dice.
He gets a critical fail. Oh, okay.
He didn't get a critical fail, but he can't do it. He doesn't have the strength.
Okay.
All right. Next is Rita. And she's going to do that and that. And yeah. So one of the other drow she's fighting, she smashes it. It's dead. So there's one drider left, excuse me. Next in the order of things is you, Brennan.
Okay. First things, how far away am I from the drow priestess?
You are 30 feet from her.
30 feet. Okay, I'm going to bonus away. Action hide.
You are 70.
I thought you were... Oh, wait, you're not hidden anymore because you attacked, right?
Yeah, that's a 22 to hide, so I'm gone again.
Yep.
And then I'm going to run up behind the priestess and attack her with advantage.
All right.
Gets a critical fail anyways.
quite the opposite, actually.
Yeah!
And this is with my rapier.
Okay.
So that's a crit. So do you want me to double the damage I get on both dice? For my sneak attack too. Oh yeah, I'm getting two sneak attack dice too now.
Use only the one that you are technically attacking with.
So only double that one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I do get two sneak attack dice now. That is...
Big money.
19 damage.
19. You stab her, and you like stab her in the body cavity, and but she screams a little bit in pain, but otherwise she's fine. Like this is like nothing to her.
You might want to get away.
It's almost pleasurable for her.
Uh-oh. She's into some weird stuff.
She's a drow.
Fuck you and fuck your weird fucking spider things. And that's my turn.
do you actually say that to her?
Yes.
Roll me an intimidation check.
Ooh, intimidation. 21.
Yay.
She holds up a middle finger at you.
Okay.
Well, hey, now that isn't very fucking nice.
Marcel, it's your turn.
How far am I to this what's her name again? She's whatever.
Wait, what about me? Wait, so do I go after?
You go after Marcel.
You go after Marcel.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, Marcel, you are you have a movement speed of 30.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 40 feet from her.
I'm gonna. Well,
you're also 30 feet from the yackal.
Okay. I'll go 30 feet.
Okay, you're now 10 feet from her.
And I'm going to use Firebolt.
Go ahead.
8. I missed.
Yep, your flame goes wide and just out into the middle of nowhere.
Damn it.
Roll me a d20.
10.
You lose 57 sanity.
Okay.
All right, now it's your turn, Mike.
So you said that the drow priestess is 70 feet away?
Yeah, but you are also surrounded by drow warriors right now. Oh, wait. No, you're not. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what's her name that's surrounded.
Yeah, that's Rita. So Rita's surrounded by drow warriors.
Wolf.
The other drow went there. So yes, she's 70 feet away. The drow warriors, they are 30 feet away from you.
And what about the Yakult demon?
He's...
Oh god, if you engage the Yakult, oh no.
Yeah, he is about 60 feet away from you. He's actually kind of in between you and the priestess.
How far away is Rita?
Rita is, like, right next to you.
Since I leveled up one, am I able to use Action Surge again?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use Action Surge.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also going to use Fighting Spirit.
Okay, what does that do?
Let's see, Fighting Spirit. Intensity in battle can shield you and strike and help strike you strike true as a bonus action. On your turn, you can...
Okay. So what are you going to do, Mike?
I think I'm going to attack one of the Drow Warriors.
Okay. The ones surrounding Rita or the ones that ran off?
The ones surrounding Rita.
Okay. So roll your attack.
Okay, rolling the die 20. 11, I don't think it hit.
Yeah, you just miss him.
The action surge said I could do a possible bonus action, but I don't know if that's possible.
Go ahead and make another attack.
Oh, okay. 19.
That hits.
Okay, I'm rolling for sword damage. I've got a 1 die 8.
Alright.
Looks like it's 2.
Alright, so you do 2 damage to him. So you slice at him, and you give him a little nick. But that's about it. Alright, next person. Mike Wilmer.
Alright. I'm gonna attempt to take off that latch.
Alright, roll me a strength check.
Alright. 23.
It pops off and falls to the ground.
Alright, so that's taken care of.
Roll me a strength check to stay on the dragon.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we're gonna throw on the dragon.
18.
You stay on, Narmo falls off, and the thief trainer stays on. Everyone
okay.
Down below the dragon that is within 15 feet, make me a dexterity saving throw.
9.
You and the priestess...
Just so we're clear, I think my character is more like 30 or 40 feet away, right?
Yeah.
Wait, am I?
I'm the only one near it.
Not close near the dragon.
Yeah. You guys take 10 points of damage. So both you, Brennan, and
Joy.
The Lolith priestess.
Wait, so I don't need to do a...
No, you don't.
Saving throw. Oh, okay, because I was about to roll.
And why are we taking this damage exactly?
The collar has fallen on you guys.
Oh, it fell on us.
Yeah.
Wait, is it crushing us then? Like, are we prone under it?
Yes.
So I'm not prone too.
Yep.
Cool. So is she. So it's fine.
Yep.
Cool.
Next on the list is you, Ian.
Okay, so... with my 30 feet of movement, can I get to a position standing over this priestess?
You can reach her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely suggest flanking her. So I think someone else is behind her, if I remember correctly, right? So
I'm currently crushed right next to her.
Yeah.
So she's prone, which means I would automatically get advantage on an attack roll against her.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'll be sneaking... Which also would give advantage, I think. So
you can't roll double up dice, advantage.
So I should get a good. I should get a good swing. I'm going to get.
You can't double up advantage.
Huh?
Oh. I am the DM. I don't care.
And I'm gonna, okay. Again, I'm gonna get a poke out of her with my rapier. And
take the highest of the three.
That's gonna be mod 22.
That hits. Roll damage.